Coming up, Pastor Pat stretches, shares a word on not giving up, and reads about Jesus walking on the water. Morning by Morning is brought to you by His Path Christian Center. Check out hispath.org for more podcasts and videos on Christian living. From Prayer Cottage Studios in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, this is Morning by Morning with Pastor Pat Bryan. Episode number 2, recorded November the 24th, 2011. Focus on Jesus. Now here's Pastor Pat.
Welcome to Morning by Morning. If this is your first time listening to our broadcast, we welcome you. We just want to share with you a little bit about the podcast and our purpose. We are here to help those who are suffering with chronic illness or disability, to serve you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It is our prayer that you will feel strengthened after each episode, that you will be encouraged, and most importantly, that you will realize that you're not alone. There are so many others out there who are suffering as well. We are seeking to reach as many as possible through these podcasts and through our videos. And most importantly, too, that you are not alone because the Lord is with you every single moment. And through our times together, we pray that you will come to know Him more through your hardship, that you will come to gain His strength, His perspective on your situation. So without any further ado, let's just begin our section on exercise tips. Part of our show will include ideas for you and tips about exercise. We recognize that many of you are unable to do any sort of exercise. Some are bedridden. And we ask that you don't allow any of these ideas about exercising to discourage you because you are unable to do that particular exercise, but to realize there will be other things that will really speak to you and help you. There are many forms of adapting to these exercises that you could do. Some of us can't run, but we can walk, or we can just stretch our legs. Just trying to do something with what you have. I think that's the important thing. And even though you may say, well, I have nothing, I can do nothing at this point, continue with the shows. Don't give up, because there are different areas as you become strengthened in the spiritual part of your life, or mentally, emotionally, you will gain strength physically as well. So the Lord works specifically in each life, in each body. So please just have an open heart and mind to listen to the show in its completeness, because I just truly believe that one area or more will always minister to you and help you. The tip I would like to share with you today is the importance of stretching. I was surprised by that even just a few months ago with myself when I started stretching, and I realized my muscles, especially when I awoke, weren't as tight or sore even throughout the day. So this is what I want to start out with, is encouraging you to stretch to the degree that you can stretch. Some of us can only do a little bit. Some of us can reach up and, you know, reach our arms above our heads and just stretch. And it's so good for your muscles. The benefits are quite a few, but the main ones are flexibility and circulation. And we really need to encourage the circulation in our bodies. So I want to just mention, with every exercise tip, that you should always ask your doctor before doing anything, whether it is as basic as stretching or going for walks, whatever it may be. Please do not do anything that you hear in the show without checking with your doctor, because I wouldn't want to bring you any harm at all. We're here to help you, not harm you. We're here to encourage you. So please incorporate some stretching into your life. I don't want to give specific forms of stretching, because I know we have our own particular limitations. For instance, I won't be bending over to stretch because of my back, but I can stretch with, as I said, with my arms up. So just, you know, give that some thought and see how you can adapt that to your abilities at this point in your life. And before we begin our message today, please listen to this information about Morning by Morning.
Just a reminder to visit Morning by Morning webpage at www.hispath.org/mbm to check out what may be new and to listen to any of the previous shows. And if you're a woman, you may want to drop by Christian Women's Health Network page at www.hispath.org/cwhn. There you'll find information about their meetings and more. And the main site, www.hispath.org, has links to all of the videos, articles, and information the center offers. And Pat is always looking for your input, so email her at morningbymorning@hispath.org. And now, back to Pat.
In our last show, I shared with you the importance of committing each day to the Lord, and it is through that that you lay the foundation of building in your faith, in your relationship with Him, and coping and growing with your situation, in your condition. Today I want to talk about the importance of keeping our eyes focused on Jesus. You might say this is step two. The first is committing each day to the Lord and giving it over to Him, surrendering to Him. And the second point is keeping our eyes focused on Him. We read in the Bible in Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 3, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily tangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." There are a couple important points in those three verses there that I want to share with you. The first one is reminding us, all of us, we must run with perseverance the race marked out for us. But when we think of it specifically as those of us living with a condition, a physical, disability or illness, that is a real race that we are running. It's a race where we really need perseverance. We need the strength of the Lord. It's a difficult race. It's a hard race, a race where sometimes we fall and we wonder how we can get up again. And the only way that we could get up again, the only way that we can finish this race marked out for us, is to keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. The only way that we gain the strength and the peace to endure. And I just so want to just stress that with you, the importance of keeping your eyes focused on Jesus. Because living with these situations, as you well know, you can become consumed by what you've lost. You become consumed with the grief, consumed by the problems, consumed by the pain, and become just so full of negativity and loss that it's just hard to pull yourself out of that place. It is by focusing on the Lord that we receive our strength and our peace, but it also gives us a balance in our lives. It enables us to see the reality of what we're living with, to seek Him for the wisdom on what to do and what not to do, but it gives us that balance from stopping us from becoming inward focused, helping us to look beyond ourselves to Jesus, to what we cannot see in our faith. We still believe and we continue to believe. There's so much to share with you when we fix our eyes on Jesus, so much to share with you about focusing on Him, how very important it is. If you don't make an effort at the beginning, it's an effort every single day, just as committing the day to Him is. But in time, it becomes a habit. It becomes your lifeline. It becomes the very reason you open your eyes in the morning and the reason that you are able to open your eyes in the morning, because He is the center of your life. Your focus is on Him and not your hardship. And don't be discouraged. Realize this takes time. And in my messages, I will be repeating things and incorporating them throughout other messages. And you'll see it intertwined all throughout, and you will be reminded, and it will be reinforced in you. And, as you try and make the effort each day, the Lord, by His Holy Spirit, will enable you to continue and to grow in this way. So as we look at that, the other point I wanted to mention is at the very end there, verse 3, "Consider Jesus who endured such opposition from sinners." You know, what He went through for us to die on the cross and suffer. We need to remember all that He did for us so that we do not grow weary and lose heart. And this is another thing of focusing on Jesus and learning about Him as well, and what He did for us on the cross that we might have eternal life, is that helps us not lose heart with our earthly suffering, realizing and knowing that after after this life, we will be with Him in heaven where there is no pain and no suffering. But while we are here, whatever we are going through, we are to give our lives to Him and focus on Him, and He will bring us through. As a perfect example of keeping our eyes focused on Him through our suffering, and what happens when we don't, a perfect example is Peter in Matthew 14. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 14, verses 22 to 31. And we'll take a look here at what happened to Peter when he took his focus off Jesus when he was in a certain situation. Beginning with Matthew 14, verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of Him to the other side, while He dismissed the crowd. After He had dismissed them, He went up on a mountainside by Himself to pray. When evening came, He was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw Him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out His hand and caught him. "You of little faith," He said, "why did you doubt?" Well, I just think that so speaks so very clearly to us. And you'll notice there, if you read that again, then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water. He was walking on it, and he came toward Jesus. So just envision him there. He is walking on the water. His eyes are focused on Jesus. He's not looking around. Then it says in verse 30, "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink." He was beginning to sink as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." And of course, we see that Jesus did. And that needs to be a reminder to us. And as you may feel buffeted by the wind, and you may feel that you are about to drown, and how many times have so many of us felt that we are just drowning in this suffering? You must look to Him and cry out to Him, just as Peter did, "Lord, save me." And the Lord will save you. He will help you. So keep your eyes focused on Him. So just in closing, I want to encourage you again, no matter what you're facing or how helpless you feel, begin by crying out to Jesus. Begin by asking Him to help you, to give your day to Him, and to focus on Him, even through pain and suffering, loneliness, whatever it may be. And just close with me now in prayer.
Sing that.
Such beautiful words to end with today. Such a beautiful song that reminds us, turn your eyes upon Jesus in all that you do, and He will be there for you. Lord, we are so grateful, so thankful that You are with us. We thank You for each day, Lord. No matter what comes our way, You are there, Lord. You are holding us up on that water, Lord. You are guiding us step by step as we step out in faith to You each and every day. Lord, I pray for Your blessing upon our listeners. Oh, Lord, You know each and every one of them. You know each of their needs. You know their cries to You. You have heard their cries and seen their tears. We thank You that You are faithful and and just, Lord. And we thank you that you care for them. Strengthen them this day, I ask, Lord. Give them peace and your hope, Lord. Take away discouragement that is holding them down and help them begin to see their life through your eyes, Lord. It is though as though, Lord, as they focus on you that and look at you, Lord, that they will begin to see through your eyes and be strengthened by your wisdom and direction. We thank you again, Lord. We praise your holy name in Jesus' name. And say with me together, Amen. And so take heart and be strengthened in the Lord. I look forward to sharing with you again next time. And feel free to email me at morningbymorning@hispath.org. God bless you. Bye now.